Hey, joining us now by phone, Larry Weber, good morning.
And how are things up in Grand Marais?
Absolutely a gorgeous
day. Isn't this something?
Yes.
Yeah. We are in the beginning of the wonderful month of October, and it sounds like from the forecast, we had some rain yesterday. We had a little over a quarter inch of rain yesterday. But it sounds like from the forecast, we are in for some clearer days as well,
mm-hmm.
which means that we're going to get plenty of wonderful color and such for the next few days. Sounds just great. Yeah, since we last spoke, the wonderful month of September came to an end. And looking back on it, there's a couple of things of note. Here in Duluth, near Duluth here where I live, we recorded 52 degrees as being the average for the month, which is less than normal. The normal for September is about 54 and a half.
Mm.
Now, I found two things of interest about that. Number one is that it was the first month for the entire year that we were below normal. That had not happened. Look at this, ninth month, and it had not happened before. The month of June was about equal, but all the rest were above normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing of note is it was no less than 10 degrees cooler than it was last September. Last September, we averaged 62.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that a difference? And the last few days of September a year ago, it started to cool. And then we got into October, and October was a chilly month,
mm-hmm.
was considerably cooler than normal. So we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer this time around. Precipitation-wise, I think at our house here, we had about normal, but Duluth recorded about a half inch less than normal for the month of September. But we had plenty of color. The color started a little bit earlier this year, and a lot of leaves have already fallen, but we still have plenty more color to go. I see the color change every fall in three phases. Now, these phases, one of them blends into another one, so they don't really just end and another one begins. But the first phase is usually starts anywhere from the mid to the 20th of September, where we get a lot of reds and yellows mixing. The maples, the dogwood, cherry, and Virginia creeper all show red, and then there's yellow in a variety of the trees, including sugar maples and birch and just a large number of trees that have yellow. And that's pretty much phase one, which we are reaching near the end of right now. I was just on my walk this morning, and I noticed a sugar maple we have in the backyard, which had not only already turned yellow, it had dropped all of its leaves already. And so the phase one is winding down. Well, phase two is starting to show up, and that is the aspen. When the aspen turn yellow, they're always a little bit later than the rest of them, the quaking aspen. And that's going on. That's starting now. Well, phase three doesn't usually start until about the middle of the month of October, and that is when the tamaracks take over the golden glow from the swamps. During my traveling that I was doing just a couple of days ago, I went through the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and in the course of one day, I think I saw all three phases, depending on where I was. So like I said, they do blend in one to another. A couple other things of note for early October, I don't think there is a better time for the entire year for seeing a diversity or variety of sparrows. Now, wow, are they amazing at this time. You know, for most people, sparrows are nothing but brown birds. But get a closer look at them if you have a chance. And they often congregate around roads. They often come to the yards, the bird feeders, and so forth. And you get a chance to see them. There is a real variety. I would say on a typical day, any one of us could probably see five kinds, and with a little bit of searching, maybe 10 kinds. A couple of ones of note, white-throated sparrows are maybe the most common. They're the ones that frequently come into our yards and bird feeders and so forth, and they are well-named. They do have a very big white patch on their throat. They also have white on the top of their head. They have a cousin called the white-crowned sparrow, which you could confuse it with, which is less likely for us to see. A couple more that are really noticeable right now, and one is the juncos. Juncos are gray. They are a kind of sparrow, but they're gray. And they have white markings on their tails, and they frequently hang around roads. And it's not unusual if we're driving on roads to see flocks of these gray birds fly up with white markings on their tail. Another one that I saw quite closely this past week was the Lapland long sparrow, once again, a kind of sparrow, and they show up. They frequently move along the lake. I think most of the Lapland long spur sightings I get in the autumn are right there along the lake. They are a migratory bird. They keep going further south of us. They spend winter down in the fields of places like Iowa and so forth, but they do come through now, so there's a real diversity of sparrows. The other thing of note of this time of year, and it never seems to fail, is the movement of the snakes. Snakes are, in a sense, migratory as well. We don't have a big variety in northern Minnesota here. We really only have two that are common. They are the garter snake and the red-belly snake. And yesterday, after we had some rain, I went out for a bike ride on the Munger Trail. And yet, right there, I saw both of them. They were crossing the trail. What they're doing at this time of year is they're moving to find a place to hibernate for the winter. And those places are known as hibernacula, and in many cases they hibernate in really good numbers, really sizable numbers. And so they're moving to those places, and they come out in the open, and if we happen to be there at that time, it's not unusual at all. It's almost to the point where I can expect to see them in early October when they're on their way to hibernate. The other ones I saw out on trails, I saw a couple of frogs, leopard frog and mink frog. The unusual thing about the mink frog, it's not unusual to see frogs out moving around this time, but the usual thing about the mink frog is mink frogs are almost 100% aquatic. This is only the second time I've ever seen one that was on land. They just don't do it. They just stay in the water all the time. So apparently this one, near as I could figure out, it was in a, because of the wet summer, it was in a big puddle. And that puddle was just not going to be big enough now as we get into cooler weather. And so it decided to leave and go look for another place. That's what I think was going on. In addition to that, there are still dragonflies flying. I had a couple people ask me about darners this week. Yes, darners are one of the two. They're the big ones and the little ones are still out right now. The large ones are darners. There's quite a variety of them. We had an amazing flight of green darners taking place somewhere around a month ago. The darners that we see right now may be green darners, but they could be other kinds as well that are not going to migrate. They're still out there. I expect now with the clearer weather we'll see plenty more of them, as well as the little red ones. That is a kind of dragonfly called a metal hawk, and they seem to be hanging around. They seem to be hardy, and they seem to be able to take it quite well as we get into the chilly weather. The other thing of note is in the world of mammals, I've just been looking out at my yard and watching the squirrels and the chipmunks out there continuously getting ready for the cooler weather. And then last night at dusk, I saw a flight of bats that were still out. Now, it's an interesting thing about big brown bats. Some of our bats that live here will hibernate right in this area. Some will migrate. Big brown bats will do either of the two, and sometimes they will spend the winter in buildings. It could be that was what was going on here. By the time we get to October, if they have not moved on, they may be planning to stay. There is still enough insects out there. The lakes and the ponds and so forth have not frozen, and that's usually the best place to see them. Last night I was watching them at dusk. It was over the edge of a lake, and that's the place to see them at this time. So we're going to be in for a beautiful stretch of weather and a beautiful color, so get out there and enjoy it. And next week we'll talk about it.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Take care.
All right. Larry Weber there from his home near Carlton, and he joins us every Saturday right around 9:30 for Weekend Outdoors.